Once a kid got humbled, but he ate it. Why did he eat it?
I don't know. Why?
Because the teacher said that the homework was a piece of cake.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
You gotta get up every day, look at yourself in the mirror, and say, I believe in myself. I'm a force. I'm a force.
Force to be reckoned with. Force, of course, I'm a do my best. I'm a force. I'm a force. Hey, I was born to be special. I was born to be a queen. I was put here for incredible things. Know what I mean? I work hard. I'm smart. I'm unforgettable. I look in the mirror and say, girl, you incredible. I'm a survivor. If I fall down, I'm gonna get up. Fix my crown now, I will not give up. You can doubt me, you can hate me, you can talk behind my back, but don't you ever underestimate me. I believe in myself, I believe I deserve nothing less than the best. I be talking to myself, saying, girl, you want it? Go get it till you got it. Now say it with your chest, yeah, say it with your chest. I can be anything, I'm in control of my own destiny. Don't ever let nobody tell you what you can and can't achieve. Build it, work it, believe, I believe I'm a force.
Force to be reckoned with. I'm a force, of course I'ma do my best. I'm a force. I'm a force. Hey, I'm a force. So I'm called. I'm a force, baby. I'm a force.
I'm going beast mode, peak flow, succeeding with no cheat codes. Just focus and discipline till I see growth, cause I'm consistent. Yeah, I'm relentless, I can't afford to quit. Giving up is too expensive. I got my city on my back, ain't no holding back. I can't let myself down, ain't no time for that. I got what it takes, I'm raising the stakes. One day they gonna mention me among the greats. So when they tell me I can't, I go harder. With a mentality, I'm just getting smarter. Full steam ahead like I'm speeding in my Charger. Can't nobody pay me,
not even my barber.
I'm a force, I'm an energy. Positivity and peace is my ministry. I'm creative, innovative, watch me do my thing. When I'm done, the world gon' remember me. I am brilliant and gracious, compassionate and patient. I take accountability, I stand and I face it. There is no opponent, I run my own races. I am the personification of greatness.
I'm a fool.
That's Divinity Rocks from Worldwide Playdate. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We are at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom, and I'm here with a whole lot of great people. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Nina.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Max.
Hello, it's Killian.
Hello, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Raymond.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. Today on the show, we are going to focus on something called graphic novels. Anyone know what graphic novels are? Does anyone read graphic novels?
A graphic novel is a form of literature where part of the story is told through pictures.
Right. It's almost like a comic book in a way, but it can be about anything. It can be a novel. It can be historical fiction.
I gotta say, I love graphic novels myself. They're really a fun way, I feel like, to sometimes jump into a world and get a better idea of how it looks and get a better idea of the location and story. And it feel like it really connects a story more to me.
Yeah, Thorfinn.
Just for your information, a graphic novel is a comic book. The definition of a comic book is just pictures and words. Nah, it doesn't have to be like about superheroes or 30 cents or anything.
Wow. I guess I always kind of thought of graphic novels as like long form comics in a way. Yeah, Asa.
I like graphic novels, but I just don't really like reading them.
Ah, you just like looking at all the pictures?
Yes.
Hmm.
I like reading them because they're like books that you can see.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, we're going to jump in to learning about graphic novels with someone who has actually been responsible for starting a whole different section of graphic novels that focuses on indigenous literature, indigenous authors, native literature, native stories. And his name is Dr. Lee Francis. He actually founded something called the Indigenous Imagination Workshop, and we're going to learn a lot more about that. We're going to find out how graphic novels can help people who maybe are struggling to read become happier reading books. And we're going to learn how everyone, even if you think you don't like graphic novels, there might be one that's just right for you. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour. There's a lot to learn. This is Turtle Dance Music. Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone, and I'm very excited to have with us on the show today Dr. Lee Francis IV. He is from the Pueblo of Laguna. He's also called Dr. Indigenerd. He's the founder and chief imagination officer of the Indigenous Imagination Workshop, which is an organization that's dedicated to sparking and cultivating the indigenous imagination. He's also an educator, and he's the founder of Indigenous Comic-Con, Indigenous Worlds of Wonder, Indigenous Futurisms Festival. Oh my gosh, I could go on and on and on. He lives in North Carolina with his family, but he's here with us on the Children's Hour. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dr. Lee Francis IV.
All right, Kwatsi, everybody. This is so exciting. I am a huge fan of the Children's Hour, always have been, always will be. I am super excited to be here. Super excited. Get that right there. I got jokes, too.
Ooh,
I am super excited.
Like a superhero.
Like a superhero to be here to chat with everybody about comics and graphic novels and all the fun things in between.
Why do you like comics?
Because they embody the spirit of adventure, because it's the best place to use your imagination. You can have someone that's just, you know, a regular person, and then they open up their shirt and they're Superman. And all you got to do is just draw them a little bit differently from one place to the next. That's why I like comics.
What's it like making a graphic novel? Is it hard or easy, and does it take a long time?
So let me break it down for you. Here's all the pieces that make up a graphic novel. So when you go to pick it up off the shelf, what you get is the end product where everything has come together. It's like a cake, but there's a lot of ingredients to go into making the cake. When you make a graphic novel or a comic book or anything that uses sequential art, you have a story, you have illustrations. So you start out with just little light sketches of how you want everything to look. We call that thumbnails. And so you draw little sketches. You may know it as like a storyboard. That's another way to think through it. And then those sketches get more detailed. We call those pencils. Then you have somebody that does inks. And all they do is put all the heavy lines over everything. And then you have somebody that handles colors. and then they put all the coloring, and then they color everything in there. And then there's a person that comes in that does letters. And so then they put all the things that you wrote onto the page itself. And then you have a designer that takes all of those pages and then puts them all together so that they look like a book, and then they send it off to a printer. Now, sometimes that's all one person. Sometimes that can be 10 people. When you're working at places like, you know, Marvel or DC and these big companies, they can pretty much get one book done in a month. When you're talking about big works, those can take years. We started Ghost River back in 2018. Ghost River was about 64 pages of just art. And then we had another 60 pages of essays and stories, lesson plans, and other things that went in the back of the book. So it took us 2 years. It just kind of depends on who you're working for, who you're working with, and how quickly you want to get them out the door.
What is it about graphic novels in comparison to traditional books that you prefer?
I am a big fan of art as well. I like drawings, but I think they're something really exciting when you blend words and images together. There's a magic that happens on the page. And I think there's this great space between books and movies. Because in movies, the pictures are going really, 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 really fast. With books, you're just imagining everything from the words. Graphic novels find this great middle ground for me because I get to see some of the pictures, but they're not going really fast, so I get to really savor them. And the words fill in all of the gaps that help my imagination fill out the rest of the world.
What drawed you to pictures instead of words? Like, what do you like more about pictures than words?
I'll just say right now that sometimes I love reading, but sometimes, I'm just going to be honest with you all, if I read a lot, I get a little sleepy. Because the words are always the same on the page, and they're always in the same lines. They always look the same way. I really like to have something that keeps my little eyeballs excited right there. That's the part. So it keeps my eyeballs excited, and it keeps me, like, activated and engaged. That's why I like the pictures.
Were there, like, one comic book that, like, inspired you to start making them? Or you were just like, I want to make books.
I was inspired when I was younger by Iron Man. I loved Iron Man when I was growing up. I loved technology. I loved how all his stuff worked, and I would make myself little suits of armor, like Iron Man armor, and I'd play in that. I always loved that. So that was early inspirational for me. And then as I grew up, I think one of my early books that I remember was a book called Scout, and Timothy Truman created this character. He was a Native American character, and he lived in a post-apocalyptic world.
Meaning like after a huge war and everything's fallen apart.
After the wars and society and all the rest. And he's just kind of going through as this Native character trying to help people out and make things right. So a little bit of Mad Max, if you know the movie Mad Max, the ones that came out. It's kind of like that. And that one was inspirational for me because I thought it was really neat that there was this Native American main character. And I always like a good post-apocalyptic Hunger Games kind of story.
We're going to put a lot of links up for this episode. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for graphic novels. This is Weird Al right here on the Children's Hour.
Parker was pitiful, couldn't have been any shyer. Mary Jane still wouldn't notice him, even if his hair was on fire. But then one day he went to that science lab, that mutated spider came down. La la la, la la, da dum. us a web tonight, 'cause we're all in the mood for a hero now, and there's evildoers to fight. Now Harry the rich kid's a friend of his, who horns in on Mary Jane. But to his great surprise, it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain. With great power comes great responsibility. That's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line again and again and again. La la di di da, da da. Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew, he was trying to kill everyone. And he's riding around on that glider thing, and he's throwing that weird pumpkin bomb. Yes, he's wearing that dumb Power Rangers mask, but he's scarier without it on. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause you're brave and you're strong and so limber now. But where'd you come up with those tights? It's a pretty sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust. And I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust. Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter, he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry, you can give it a try again when the sequel comes round. La la di di da da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we all sure could use us a hero now. We think that you'll do all right.
That was Weird Al Yankovic right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning today about graphic novels. The Kids Crew have a couple of reviews of graphic novels coming up, and we have more conversation with Dr. Lee Francis, the Indigenerd. We're also going to talk with a science illustrator about how she uses graphics to teach. There's a lot more to learn. Stick with us. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization teaching kids how to make public radio. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.